WTNW News Time is 7:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Identities have been released in an early Sunday morning shooting in the parking lot of a Snook apartment complex. Christine Labertue of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says investigators still don't know what led to a verbal altercation involving four men, which resulted in the gunfire.
The Burleson County Sheriff's Office received several 911 calls regarding a shooting that had taken place at the Cotton Village Apartments on FM 60 East in Snook.
Killed was 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Critically injured was 33-year-old Antoine Heslip of Bryan, and treated for injuries and released was 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan, who was arrested at the scene and charged with murder, remains in the Burleson County Jail in lieu of $1 million bond. Bryan police are investigating an armed robbery that took place Sunday evening at Radio Shack on Villa Maria. Officer Kelly McKeithen says one employee was scratched during the robbery, and one of the customers saw a gun on one of the thieves.
There were three suspects. The first one is described as a black male, approximately 6'3 to 6'5, with average build. The second suspect was described as a black male, same height, about 6'3 to 6'5, with an average build. It is possible that this suspect had a cast on one of his hands. The third suspect is described as a black male, about 5'10 to 6', with an average build.
McKeithen says the three thieves, who all had bandanas covering their faces, left with money and merchandise. For full descriptions and pictures, go to WTAW.com. The first full week of the new year includes a capital murder trial in Brazos County District Court. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Stanley Robertson of College Station, who's accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. Opening arguments could start as early as Thursday. A week has gone by since an update on the condition of former President George H.W. Bush. His office issued a statement yesterday indicating no immediate timeline has been set for his discharge. The family wanted to thank everyone for their very kind messages and send congratulations to the Texas A&M football team and Houston Texans, who they've been watching on television. Texas can expect a budget surplus of nearly $9 billion this year. That money rolls into the budget for the next biennium, totaling out the next general-purpose spending budget at more than $101 billion. Comptroller Susan Combs says that's not even half of the money available.
There will be also over $112.0 billion in federal and other receipts, and the total of all revenue collections to the state should be $208.2 billion in the coming biennium.
Compare that to the $72 billion estimate Combs made 2 years ago. And she reported surplus revenue is expected to be almost $9 billion. That could go towards unpaid obligations, including nearly $5 billion for Medicaid and $600 million battling wildfires the summer before last. Above the $89 billion expected to be available is moving close to $4 billion in the state's rainy day fund. The governor and lieutenant governor are on record wanting to limit any increase in state spending to about 10% based on population growth plus inflation. And there's still time to get dressed up for a yearly fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says Thursday night's tribute to Bill Birdwell is the latest contribution he's made to local organizations.
We say it's an honor for us to honor him. I think those of you that know Bill know that he's been involved with raising all kinds of funds for the Twin City Mission, for the Community Foundation, for the St. Joseph's Foundation, for the Boy Scouts. The list goes on and on and on.
Tickets for the event at Miramount Country Club are available by contacting the museum. And the Better Business Bureau's Bill McGuire wants to help local business owners take their businesses to the next level this year. McGuire says, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, there are several steps you can take when you plan your business resolutions.
First of all, move forward even in uncertain times. Over the next 12 months, companies will need to deal with health care reform issues that will change regulations and still volatile economic times, but they can't let those uncertainties paralyze their company.
McGuire says, says business owners should be active, investigating new markets, promoting products, and gaining new customers instead of just reacting to whatever happens. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor of the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
713, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for the area. It runs from this afternoon through Wednesday evening. A lot of rainfall headed our way as an upper-level low-pressure system tracks out of the southwest. For today, we'll see scattered showers and storms. Temperatures today near 60. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, we hold near 60. Showers and storms tomorrow, 65 to 70. Turning mostly sunny Thursday, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll get you caught up on the BCS National Championship game last night, which have ramifications for the Aggies. Plus, we'll get you caught up with NBA hoops, coaching changes, and more all on the way.
There you are. So, a dad in China, tired of his adult son's video game addiction, hired a hitman to kill him, virtually. Virtually. Yeah. 23-year-old Brown Fang.
Brown Fang?
Brown. That's
fine.
Fang. Got the Fang part. That's his last name, I guess.
Good. It's a good... Valiant effort, Scott.
That's what I do. Can't hold down a job. Instead, he likes to stay home playing online multiplayer games. In fact, he's apparently a master of his favorite game, and that's why his daddy was so upset about this situation. Now, the boy, the guy, not a boy, was surprised when he suddenly started getting killed off like a rookie. Turns out the guy's father had hired gaming professionals to keep bumping his son's characters off. So, the kid insists that his lack of a job has nothing to do with the video game habit. He still doesn't have a job, though. He said, I want to take some time out and find one that suits me.
Well, you're not going to find it by playing video games.
No. I was going to say he's in his dad's basement, but, you know, they probably don't have basements in China. So, it's nonetheless, he's not doing that. Harry Reid, you know who he is?
Yes.
Kind of an old guy.
Sure.
Yeah. Senate Majority Leader. Harry says he misspoke.
Is that the same guy you call Globo the Hutt?
No. That'd be Chris Christie. But anyway, he's not apologizing, but he's saying he misspoke for his remarks that he made comparing Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah?
On Friday, this is what the Senate Majority Leader said, quote, "The people of New Orleans and that area, they were hurt, but nothing in comparison to what happened to the people in New York and New Jersey."
Yeah, thanks for saying what we all know you think.
Yeah. Well, for his part, the senator from Louisiana, David Vitter, called Reid an idiot. I thought, well, that's pretty good.
There you go.
That's pretty good. So in his statement yesterday, Mr. Reid said, quote, "In my recent comments criticizing House Republicans for threatening to betray Congress's tradition of providing aid to disaster victims in a timely fashion, regardless of region, I simply misspoke."
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, because, again, yeah, I'm an idiot. That guy said I would.
Can we start misspeaking instead of ever doing anything wrong?
Sure, yeah.
Every next time I do something dumb, I misspoke.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be called idiots for it. So, yeah, something that we can really look forward to. Hey, now, saying that they are following the example of last year's Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, a coalition of gun rights people announced yesterday they are calling like-minded Americans to visit gun stores, gun ranges, and gun shows on January the 19th in a show of unity they are calling Gun Appreciation Day. No coincidence, obviously, the 19th is the Saturday of the weekend when President Obama will be sworn into office for a second time. Organizers say the date was chosen to send a message to Washington 2 days before Obama's second inauguration. They're worried about what they see as the Obama administration's post-Sandy Hook assault on gun rights. And I think Gabby Giffords today is going to release some guidelines that she would like to see followed. So we'll see. So it's Gun Appreciation Day. Mark it on your calendar with a bullet hole. It's January the 19th. Well, why not?
I love it.
Have some good aim if you get.
Well, just have it nearby and make sure that you discharge your firearm in a legal manner. Safe and legal manner.
And now, do you know it's exactly 1 week after Gun Appreciation Day?
Tell me that.
So Saturday the 26th is Australia Day.
What does that have to do with that?
Just because it's another holiday in January.
Oh, okay. I got you. There you are.
It's like the day they celebrate being Australia's.
Yeah,
26th.
Well, I guess they ought to. American Day, I guess, is July 4th, huh? Every day is American Day.
Well, we got Independence Day. They don't got Independence Day down
that's
there.
That's right. Yeah, it used to be a bunch of prisoners.
I was going to say they're a bunch of convicts.
That's it. It's all they started
it's
with.
What you so call anyway. Ironic.
Next half hour, we'll talk about the Consumer Electronics Show. All the geeks are in Las Vegas to tell us about what's new and different and what's going to make our lives better.
I'd like to go to that once to see it.
Yeah, but again, it's a bunch of geeks, you know. Anyway, what's far more important is the Rodeo Houston 2013 lineup has been announced. So there you go. Kicking off on February the 25th. That'll be a Monday with Toby Keith. Toby Keith will start things off at the rodeo.
Worst handshake I've ever had.
Really?
Former football player.
He's a big guy, too.
Former semi-professional football player. Yeah. Shakes hands like a wet fish.
Hey, better than what I don't like are those men who like try to hurt your hand. You know, idea of people, they shake. It's like they want to have a firm shake, and then you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be able to use my hand today.
Yeah, then they smile. It's nothing personal, Kevin, but you think he shakes hands with people who make him money more than just other people? You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, because I've actually talked to a couple other people. Okay. I met him twice.
Yeah.
And with a lot of musicians, they're very delicate a lot of times because they play guitar with their hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they don't want to hurt themselves.
Right. Yeah. That's not the case. Apparently, that's just how he shakes hands.
Okay, there you go. So he'll start things off on the 25th. The next night, it's Gary Allen. And then Alan Jackson, and then the Zac Brown Band. I mean, so, you know.
That's a giant lineup.
It is. That's a good start. Then they go to Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. Brantley Gilbert. Do we even know who that is?
I do not.
Okay. Demi Lovato. That'll be a big hit there on March the 3rd for those people. A
lot of kids down
there. Here's the one that's surprising. Styx. Those are a bunch of old guys, aren't they? Styx.
Are they still? I didn't even know they're still together. Well,
that's what I thought when I saw that on March the 4th. And Lady Antebellum. They're pretty good
huge.
The 5th. Yeah. Dierks Bentley.
Another big one.
Here's your star, if you don't count country music, on March the 7th is Bruno Mars.
Oh, I'd love to see Bruno Mars.
Can you imagine that? Well, you know, that's the great thing when you go to...
surrounded by screaming girls.
You go to Rodeo Houston, and you can either see or not hear, or hear and not see. You know what I'm saying?
Now, yeah, you got one of the two.
Yeah, it's better now because they've got the screens up there. But back in the old days when it was in the Astrodome, it's tough, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Had to make your choice. Tim McGraw on the 8th, the band Perry on the 9th. Then on March the 10th, it's Los Invasores de Nuevo
Brown.
Julian Alvarez will be there, too. On March the 11th, it's Jason Aldean. Kenny Chesney on March the 12th. Jake Owen on the 13th. Pit Bull. Mr. Bull will be there on the 14th.
He's actually a remarkable story.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's a singer of some kind, huh?
Right. Singer-rapper, yeah.
Ah, okay. A rapper. Oh, okay. Blake Shelton on the 15th. Luke Bryan on the 16th. I don't know who that is.
He's a country singer.
Yeah. And George Strait. George Strait wraps it up.
He, too, is a country singer.
Yes, I've heard that he has. Yeah. Heard that's pretty good. Worked out pretty well for him.
He's had a couple hits.
Yeah. Now what's amazing is the prices for the tickets range from $146 to $189 a ticket for, I guess, the really good season, the good tickets.
That includes a rodeo too, though.
It does. That's true. It's a full package. The Charlie Pride has made the most appearances at Rodeo Houston with 33 appearances.
I like Charlie Pride.
Oh yeah, he was a regular guy. George Strait, 28 appearances. Then Reba, Brooks and Dunn, and Alan Jackson, all 20 or more. Then came Clint Black. Clay Walker's been there 18 times. I didn't know.
And
that.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. And Conway Twitty, 17. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin brothers. Conway won't be making any more appearances. By
no.
And number 10, Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd. He's been there 13
wow.
times.
Wow.
Now, here's what's really scary is this morning they're giving the statistics on Rodeo Houston, okay, for the top 20 paid attendance records, okay?
Okay.
I mean, see if you can figure out what country artist, and where they are placed in the top 20.
George has got to be the top.
No, he really doesn't. I want to tell you that George is not in the top 20.
No.
I know. Isn't
that can't be right.
Yeah, it can. See, yeah, it really can. Yeah, it can. Yeah. Jason, oh, no, that's not right. The number one act is a country act. It's Jason Aldean. And that was last year with 74,900 people.
Holy, George Strait, no.
No,
that can't be right.
See, but then Go Tejano Day took the next four places, then Brad Paisley and Miranda Lambert, then Brad Paisley again.
I believe Tejano Day.
Yeah.
Because when they first started doing that,
sure.
They were selling it out.
Well, yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, it really is. But, yeah, Jason Aldean is number one, and George is not in the top 20. Not in the top 20. So, and again, a lot of those performances were in the Astrodome, where we're going to get those numbers, but still.
True.
You'd think, you know, he probably sold the place out when it was at Reliant. But there you are. Those are some statistics. And I think, not for sure, but I believe Brazos County Day is that last Sunday, which is the closing day, which would be George Strait Day. So if you want to, you know, have one more reason to go then that would probably be it. So that's March the 17th. And again, the Rodeo Houston kicks off on the 25th. So that's pretty much the part of that. And of course, we love it here in College Station, Bryan College Station. I mean, because, you know, all that money that those kiddos make down there in the livestock part of this thing, a lot of those kids grow up to be fighting Texas Aggies.
Yeah, and they bring that money back here.
Yes, they do.
And they're good at it, so
yes,
they win a lot.
We enjoy that.
Spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
Omega3.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics.
There's flaxseed oil, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com, rain's coming. It's down south and southeast of us. It's actually kind of hugging the coast right now, but it'll work its way in. They promise us. Oh, sure they do. Anyway, look for a high temperature today of 61 with that rain, and then rain tonight as well. Maybe severe this evening. 57 will be our low, up to 65 tomorrow, and they're still saying the percentage of rain is 100% for Wednesday. A little bit cooler on Wednesday night at 49. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be right at 70 degrees and have sunshine at least on Thursday and Friday. So hope we get a good amount of rain that works for everybody. Right now the winds are from the northeast at 8, relative humidity 75%. The chill factor is 49. The air temperature with overcast skies out there currently is 52 degrees. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the Biden group is hard at work, folks. That's the gang that Vice President Biden put together to come up with new gun control legislation following the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school shootings. Now, as the Washington Post reports, what's emerging from the group is far more comprehensive than just an assault weapons ban. BITME's group is discussing universal background checks for gun buyers, creating a massive new layer of bureaucracy to track the purchase and movement of weapons, stronger mental health checks, and stiffer penalties for giving minors guns or carrying guns near schools. The BITME group is developing close ties to New York Mayor Bloomberg, too. They're reaching out to big gun retailers like Walmart to pit them against gun show retailers. It's all part of a strategy to combat opposition from the NRA. And when the Bite Me Gun Group rolls out their plans, you guys, the NRA, will be the primary target, even more than you already are. The Bite Me Group is also laying the groundwork to accomplish some of their goals through executive orders. This bunch wants to act this year while they believe momentum is still on their side. But here's my question. If stiffer gun laws can prevent these tragedies, then why not go all the way? Why not ban mass murder? Surely that would give us the protection society needs, yet no one in Biden's group has proposed that, which disappoints me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know what you need to accomplish to start this new year. You need to think about legal protection for your family and your business. Now, where do you turn for affordable legal solutions you can trust? LegalZoom.com. With an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, LegalZoom has been helping families and businesses get personalized legal protection for the past 12 years. To form an LLC or protect your family with a will or a living trust, LegalZoom documents are state-specific. Their step-by-step processes make it simple, and you can even access an extensive network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. Now, LegalZoom is not a law firm. You can get self-help services at your specific direction, or you can speak to a legal plan attorney to get your questions answered and get ongoing advice. Before another year passes by, cross things off your New Year's checklist today at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An armed robbery Sunday evening at the Radio Shack on East Villa Maria has Bryan police asking for any possible witnesses to step forward. Officer Kelly McKeithen says three men with bandanas covering their faces stole money and merchandise from the store.
Three black males entered the store and demanded money. One victim reported that she observed a firearm on one of the suspects. If you have any information on this offense, please call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Two employees and two customers were in the store at the time of the robbery, and one employee received several scratches. At WTAW.com, there are surveillance photos and more details. One man is dead, a second is hospitalized, and a third was treated for injuries following gunfire that led to the arrest of a fourth man. All this was the result of an early morning shooting in the parking lot of an apartment complex in Snook.
What we know so far is that a verbal altercation did take place in the parking lot of the apartments between four subjects and has escalated into this shooting.
Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says investigators are still trying to find out what led to the altercation. An undisclosed number of handguns were recovered. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan, who was arrested at the scene and charged with murder, remains in the Burleson County Jail in lieu of $1 million bond. Killed was 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Critically injured was 33-year-old Antoine Heslip of Bryan. And treated for injuries and released was 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell. The first capital murder trial of the new year is underway in Brazos County District Court. Opening arguments could start as early as Thursday. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2010 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth, stabbed to death. The Arrow and the Song is the theme of a fundraiser Thursday night for the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. The guest of honor, according to Executive Director Deborah Kalman, is local dentist Bill Birdwell, who's lent his support to many community and professional organizations.
We titled the event The Arrow and the Song because one of Bill's favorite poems is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. You know, the poem about shooting an arrow into the air and where it fell, I know not where. Well, that's a wonderful metaphor for all the good deeds that Bill has done in our community. He shot these arrows of good deeds all over the place, and they've landed and just sown wonderful seeds.
Contact the museum to learn more about Thursday night's tribute at Miramont Country Club. As local business owners set new goals for the new year, Bill McGuire with the Better Business Bureau says employees might be one of the richest resources. He says that according to Entrepreneur Magazine, having the right employees in place can make a significant impact on your sales and marketability.
Hire rainmakers. One of your best investments is an employee who can bring in new business, keep customers happy, and sell based on factors other than price. Another good one, consider what it's like for customers to do business with your company.
McGuire says listeners who'd like to receive a copy of the full article can call him at the BBB office at 260-2222. Texas has seen a robust financial recovery since the 2010 recession. That's the finding of the state comptroller as Susan Combs released the biennial revenue estimates. She says it was due to the better-than-expected collections in the three major taxes, sales, oil, and gas production and vehicle sales.
The current biennium, 2012-2013, will see collections of $92.2 billion as the Texas economy rebounded strongly from a severe recession and revenue responded vigorously.
Combs estimates more than $92 billion in tax revenue will be available in 2014 and 2015. Taking away $4 billion that automatically transferred to the state's rainy day fund, the state will have $17 billion more compared to the last budget cycle 2 years ago. And Combs projects a budget surplus of almost $9 billion. The higher revenue is based on a new energy boom, higher sales tax receipts and vehicle sales, and unemployment being at a four-year low. And former President George H.W. Bush remains hospitalized in Houston. An update released by his office yesterday included the family wishing to thank everyone for the many kind messages. Following the A&M football team and Houston Texans has been among family activities. No timeline has been set for the president's discharge. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2877 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
The Business Software Alliance has some breaking news. Software piracy is down in the United States. The reason? IT managers and other concerned employees continue to report the illegal copying of software on company computers. Still, one in every five copies of installed software are illegal. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may also be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org for details. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy. Visit nopiracy.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour. Or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Let's do some weather. It's 7:39. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for the area. It runs from this afternoon through Wednesday evening. A lot of rainfall headed our way as an upper-level low-pressure system tracks out of the southwest. For today, we'll see scattered showers and storms. Temperatures today near 60. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, we hold near 60. Showers and storms tomorrow, 65 to 70. Turning mostly sunny Thursday, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
3-2-1, Alabama wins!
After the first quarter, pretty much. We'll get you caught up on the BCS championship game and what ramifications that had here in Aggieland. We're losing an assistant coach going to another head coaching position, plus all kinds of stuff from the NBA, and we've got a player of the SEC Player of the Week again. All that and more coming up in about 12 minutes.
You know, I understand it's Notre Dame, and I think Notre Dame is one of those lightning rod teams. You either love them or you hate them. Hard to be in the middle with Notre Dame.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you look at there was nothing but a bunch of big fat guys last night. I mean, the way – well, I'm telling you, after you watch Texas A&M play – well, after you watch a Kevin Sumlin head coach team play, it just – everybody else looks like they've got, you know, buckets of concrete on their
feet. Like they're running in molasses.
Yeah, I mean, and again, obviously Johnny Manziel is like no other football player out there right now. But remember that Case Keenum was pretty good at Houston.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, this guy, Kevin Sumlin, puts together football teams that just move differently than other football teams. And that game last night was boring.
Yeah.
And, you know, the broadcasters get paid really well. There's no reason to feel sorry for them. But trying to make that game entertaining last night was a full-time job.
Early on, you know, you kind of think Notre Dame, you know, the spirits will come back.
And, yeah, right.
But after about 10 minutes, it was all done, but the child.
Yeah, and they're trying to make us think that Everett Golson is a fantastic quarterback. Well, you know, we've seen a pretty good quarterback this year. it's yawning football. It really is.
Well, they got beat like a rented mule.
Well, they did.
It was
bad. And you got to feel sorry for those advertisers who are going, yeah, I want to be on in the fourth quarter because, you know, it's going to be a tight game and all that. Man.
Well, before the game started, some of the polls or some of the betting lines were 10 points already.
Yeah, well, again.
So
yeah.
The people that really know knew it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, and there's no reason to think it wouldn't be. Again, a rematch with A&M would have been a great ball game.
Yes, it would have.
Being able to see Alabama and Oregon and settling that would have been a...
I would have loved to have seen that.
Been very entertaining. So, you know, just...
Well, and Ohio State couldn't play, but they had a good football team, too.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway, it's off and gone. Hey, we've got some changes coming up on our radio station. If you did not catch it last week, we had announced it, and then I think later in the day, Neil had announced it. You know, the plan was that Neil was going to come here and do his show on the 18th, and then his final show would be from Atlanta on the 21st, but he thought his next-to-last show, being in the market where he started, would be a kind of a neat thing, and we obviously wanted that to happen. But the syndicators have changed things up, and Herman Cain, who will be his replacement, starts on the 21st now, so that backs everything up, and it would mean that he would have had to come here on a Thursday after doing a show Wednesday in either Atlanta or Florida and come do this for a day and then turn around. So just logistically didn't work out. And we understood that, and he promises he'll come over and do a show here or something, come on the morning show. He'll do something, but he'll make that up at some point. So understand that. Now, so he's going away, and we're going to replace him with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck will be on for 2 hours starting at 9 o'clock on the 21st. And then there's a third hour of Glenn Beck that we'll carry later in the day. So just so you know, there'll be all 3 hours of Glenn Beck. It just won't be together. And, you know, he's in Las Colinas now, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's where his studios are. And so you obviously remember him from Fox, and he used to be on the radio.
I was going to say, for those that don't know, he started in radio.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we'll bring him in. And then, of course, Laura Ingram went away, and we're going to replace her with Andrew Dean. And Andy Dean does a... He does some politics, but it's more kind of a lifestyle type show. Does some politics, but it's not all politics. And then we're adding TMZ. We're going to do TMZ on the radio. Who'd have ever thought that?
It's an interesting, interesting show.
Yeah. TMZ is, if you've seen their television show, it is. It's kind of course, you, again, being on TMZ is generally not a good thing on their website. But anyhow, so that's kind of how we're changing a little bit. And all that stuff starts up here in a couple of weeks. Things that scare men. things that scare men.
Uh-oh. When a woman says, hey, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Aww, that's not always bad.
Now, here are the things that really, according to yourtango.com, they wrote an article so that women could better understand what stresses a guy out.
All right, I'm pulling out my pen, and here's my paper.
Okay,
right
now,
here.
Remember, first of all, that we're guys. And so we're not going to think about anything very much, but these are the things that scare men. Number one, making enough money. Number two, having a legacy, being known for something. Three, losing your job. Four, getting old. Five, getting cancer. Six, wondering if their significant other is satisfied or happy. And number seven, being a good dad. Those are the things that scare men.
Well, except for being a good dad, that just sounds like any normal person who's responsible is concerned.
Well, but again, we're guys. I mean, and
I worry about making enough money. I worry about all those things on that list, except be a good mom.
Yeah. What I find fascinating is that they were able to get some guys to actually sit down and think about this.
I would say top on my list when it first happened was to be a good dad.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That just scared the peewadding out of me.
Well, and that can tie into having a legacy, too. I mean, because obviously, being able to have a good offspring that will go off and make a difference for themselves.
You don't want your legacy to be in the Texas judicial system.
No, you really don't. Would not be a good idea.
I don't want a thug kid. Yeah.
In Japan, McDonald's is apparently has this reputation for consistent quality and efficiency, which, they want to have. But that's in jeopardy now thanks to the burger chain's new pledge to serve your meal in less than 60 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, the Japanese McDonald's customers have posted on Twitter what they call hamburger horrors since the 60-second promotion began. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., a one-minute timer is set up at each register, creating, of course, a mad scramble to fulfill each order. And today, if you go and eat there, and simply because their front is a little bit different than other, I mean, every store's got their own way that they do things,
sure,
but number of people they have, where the stations are, what they do. If you're going to eat there today, stand back and look at how they have to interact with one another, stay out of each other's way, try to be efficient. And I don't know, I don't eat at McDonald's that much, so I don't know if a minute is what normally we have here in Bryan College Station. But look at how important it is to make sure that everything's choreographed properly for that to be able to happen. So some unhappy customers say the net result is just plain sloppiness, including hamburgers that have no meat.
Who decided this was a healthy choice that would I'm thinking about all the heart attack having the people working there and all their
young, they can stand it. They're young.
Just because you're young doesn't mean you can take everything.
Well, but the idea is, obviously, from a standpoint of competition, they felt like they needed to do that. Maybe they were getting too slow. Maybe somebody else was beating them to the punch. Of course, again, number of people standing there working on either side of the counter, the ones who are there ordering food and the ones who are making the food, are going to have a difference on that. But
they were looking at the signs by the emergency rooms.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be served this fast.
The Business Software Alliance has some breaking news. Software piracy is down in the United States. The reason? IT managers and other concerned employees continue to report the illegal copying of software on company computers. Still, one in every five copies of installed software are illegal. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may also be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org for details. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy. Visit nopiracy.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you want a good parenting tip? Well, spend a day with your kids while you're wearing a blindfold. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you ask Jim Hughes, he'll tell you he's nothing special. He's just a history teacher in a typical American high school who's doing what he loves. But he does have one distinguishing characteristic that makes him unique among his colleagues. He's blind. And his students will tell you that his visual impairment not only doesn't hold him back, it helps him. Maybe that's because Jim's blindness forces him to enter their world and listen carefully to what his students have to say. As a result, he's become one of the school's best and most respected teachers because he teaches by connecting with them. As a dad, that hits home for me. It's easy to think you can get by with lectures and rules, but sooner or later, raising healthy kids comes down to connection. For some teens, that may mean jogging together at their pace, letting them do all the talking while you listen. It could be joining them for a video game, attending their sporting events, or visiting their favorite restaurant. One of the best ways to connect with a child is to enter their world. To do that, put on a blindfold against all the usual distractions of your adult world and give careful attention to your child's needs. It could transform your relationship, and that's plain to see. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
851. Hey! Hey!
What?
Turn on your headlights. Right now, just reach down and turn them on. I've never understand how you can turn your windshield wipers on and don't think you need to have your headlights on. Turn on your headlights. I know you're the most important person on the road, but please do that.
You just came up with a new invention.
What's that?
When you turn the headlights on when you turn the windshield wipers on, your headlights automatically come on. You can make a fortune, Scott.
Yeah, right, okay, well, I'll work on that patent today. All right, here we go at 7:52.
Time to look at your sports on WTAW. Good morning, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Not that there's any real doubt, Alabama raced out to a 35-0 lead and claimed its second consecutive national championship and third in 4 years by clobbering Notre Dame 42-14. A.J. McCarron completed 20 of 28 passes for 264 yards and four touchdowns, two of them to Amari Cooper. Eddie Lacy rushed for a 20-yard touchdown less than 3 minutes into the game and finished with 140 yards on 20 carries. Here's Coach Saban during the trophy presentation after the game, after repeating.
Well, they repeat it, so they can talk about it however they want now. You know, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And I think these guys should be commended because they were able to stay focused and overcome a lot of adversity and had a lot of resiliency to maintain the standard of excellence that they had to with the kind of teams that we had to play in the Southeastern Conference and a very fine Notre Dame team tonight.
That was no surprise. Alabama was then voted the national champion by the Associated Press for the ninth time more than any other program after finishing 13-1. We all know where they got the one from. Notre Dame fell to number four. Oregon bumped up to number two. And undefeated Ohio State, who finished 12-0, but they were banned from postseason play because of NCAA sanctions, was third. Georgia and Texas A&M tied for fifth, followed by Stanford, South Carolina, Florida, Florida State. That rounds it out. Nevada athletics officials reached an agreement with Texas A&M assistant Brian Pullian to become the Wolfpack's next football coach under a five-year deal that will pay him $475,000 in annual base plus incentives if it is formally approved by the Board of Regents. Pullian, who's 38, the Aggies tight end coach and special teams coordinator, has had coaching stints at Stanford, Notre Dame, Central Florida, and Buffalo, and said in a joint statement with the university, quote, "It is an incredible opportunity." He'll replace Chris Ault, who recently announced his retirement after 28 seasons at Nevada. Since we're talking college football, the Rose and Sugar Bowls will host college football's first national semifinals. That will happen January the 1st, 2015, with the AT&T Cotton Bowl as the prohibitive favorite to host the national championship game January the 9th, 2015. The 12-year deal, which begins after the 2014 season, has the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl to be played on the January 1st game every season, whether they're hosting a national semifinal or not. For the second time this year, Texas A&M junior Kelsey Bone has been selected as the SEC Player of the Week. In the past week, Bone averaged 18.3 points and 14 rebounds per game, recording a double-double in each of the Aggies' three games. Bone led the Maroon and White to a 3-0 run with a 2-0 start in SEC play after a tough road win against Arkansas this past Sunday. In the NBA, Gordon Hayward scored a season-high 27 points, including four three-pointers, and the Jazz defeated the Mavs 100-94. Eric Gordon scored six straight points in the fourth and had a 24 run overall to lead the Hornets past San Antonio 95-88. Unbeaten Duke and Michigan hold the top two spots in the AP college basketball poll for the fourth straight week. Duke got 62 votes of the 65-member panel. The other three went to Michigan. Louisville is third, followed by Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Syracuse, Minnesota, Gonzaga, and Missouri. The Texas Rangers have completed a $10 million one-year deal for six-time All-Star Lance Berkman to be the designated hitter. The deal that includes a vesting option for the 2014 season was finalized after Berkman's passed the physical. Berkman, who turns 37 next month, was limited to just 32 games in St. Louis last year when he had surgery twice on his right knee. The switch hitter provides the potential big bat for the middle of the lineup the Rangers were seeking after losing Josh Hamilton and Mike Napoli to free agency. And finally this morning, the Dallas Cowboys running back coach Skip Pete won't be returning after the worst 16-game rushing season in team history. The move, reported Monday on the team's website, comes after Dallas finished next to last in the NFL with 1,265 yards on the ground and averaging only 3.6 yards a carry. Pete just finished his sixth season with the Cowboys after 9 years in Oakland. The Cowboys haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher under Pete, but did finish seventh in 2007. Dallas also might be moving on without Felix Jones, who is a free agent after finishing with just 402 yards in an injury-plagued season. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's not sports that we care about. Rest of the world does. They call it football. We call it soccer.
I saw a T-shirt with that, and it was a picture of a football.
Yeah.
And it said throw ball.
Oh, very nice. Well, Lionel Messi, who's probably the best soccer player out there now, he scored like 90 goals this year.
Yeah.
So he accepted the award for like best soccer dude last night wearing a polka dot tuxedo. A polka dot tuxedo.
Polka dots are pretty cool.
Wow. We're talking black and then little bitty polka dots. I mean, small polka dots. There are probably 300 of them on the jacket itself. And then a polka dot tie. That's pretty cool. There you go. Polka dot tuxedo.
See, I would have worn a plain tie if I'd had a polka dot tuxedo.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, that's,
I love that.
Going to be wearing one soon, are you?
Me?
Me? Yeah. I don't usually wear tuxedos.
I know, that's what I mean.
I leave that to the handsome men in my life.
Be something kind of different. All right, so 20,000 new products will debut today at the Consumer Electronics Show that opens its doors to a record 1.87 million square feet of exhibit space, where about 20,000 new products will be announced. 150,000 manufacturers, distributors, retailers, and reporters make the trek to Las Vegas each year for the Consumer Electronics Show. A new iPhone case called the Canopy Sensus, sure to be a hot item at the show. This case, which should be available this summer, is made of a plastic and rubber compound.
So it's like an Otter case.
Yeah, to protect your phone from scratches or falls. But what sets this apart is
It has its own built-in processor in that it uses that to register touch input. There are sensors on the back and on the side so you can play a game or scroll through Twitter, not by touching the screen itself, but by touching the back of your phone.
Why would that matter?
I just, you know, one more little gadget. And again,